Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of November, we will be exploring the topic, Praising His Worthiness. November 2, His Approval. Let her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. John 12, verse 7. Nick was born in Melbourne, Australia, without arms and legs. But that didn't stop him from becoming a worldwide evangelist. Refusing to be resentful about his condition, he has consecrated his life to preaching about Jesus in response to God's love for him, and he has granted access to countries and groups of people forbidden to most of us. I personally experienced the power of his testimony and his heart for Christ when he shared his journey at our church. Truly, the place was filled with the fragrance of the perfume of his devotion. Mary, the sister of Lazarus, is usually found at the feet of Jesus. His love had truly captured her heart, and she wanted to honor him with the best she had to offer. In Bethany, a supper is prepared for Jesus and his disciples. Lazarus is there, Martha is serving, and suddenly Mary enters the scene with an exuberant and unconventional act of devotion. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. John 12, verse 3. The fragrance made it evident to all. With all eyes on her, she first took the position of a servant, anointing Jesus' feet, the lowliest of tasks in the festivities. Then, she offered her costly possession, appraised by Judas at a year's wages, 300 denarii. Third, she displays a spontaneous, unrestrained show of devotion by wiping Jesus' feet with her hair, something women wouldn't do in public. As is often the case, flamboyant acts of worship make someone else uncomfortable. Judas, who was dishonest and would betray Jesus, complained publicly. Jesus defended Mary, publicly approving her selfless act of devotion and associating it with his upcoming burial. Jesus was about to pour out the most precious liquid in the universe, his blood. The intrinsic motivation inspired by God's grace and love far exceeds the extrinsic motivation produced by fear and elicits true and unrestrained devotion to Christ. May our lives be a fragrance that points to his love.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!